Scripture reading, Luke chapter 7, verses 11 through 17. Soon afterward, Jesus went to a town called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd went along with him. As he approached the town gate, a dead person was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And a large crowd from the town was with her. When the Lord saw her, his heart went out to her, and he said, "Don't cry." Then he went up and touched the bier they were carrying him on, and the bearers stood still. He said, "Young man, I say to you, get up." The dead man sat up and began to talk, and Jesus gave him back to his mother. They were all filled with awe and praised God. "A great prophet has appeared among us," they said. "God has come to help his people." This news about Jesus spread throughout Judea and the surrounding country. Devotional. The Gospels are filled with accounts of Jesus' interactions with individuals: Matthew, Nathanael, a prostitute, Nicodemus, a blind man, a Samaritan woman, and many others. When a rich young ruler came up to him, Jesus looked at him and loved him. He listened. He was present, never in a rush or distracted. He gave people the dignity of listening to their stories. When is the last time you heard someone say something like this? "Those Christians are fantastic listeners. I have never known a group of people who are so genuinely interested in my world, so good at asking questions, and so attentive." When we choose to enter into the world of another person, we are choosing to be available and present. Jesus did not return the boy of Nain to his widowed mother without first having been present to her in her sorrow. In doing so, he modeled a relationship of care and loving presence. Here is how author Henry Nguyen describes such love and care. "From experience, you know that those who care for you become present to you. When they listen to you. When they speak, you know they speak to you. And when they ask questions, you know it is for your sake and not their own. Their presence is a healing presence because they accept you on your terms and they encourage you to take your own life seriously." In the same way, God invites us to grow in the quality of our presence to others so that they might experience His love through us. Question to consider: in what ways are you tempted to be distracted when you are with people rather than be present, deeply listening, and accepting them on their own terms? Prayer. Lord, teach me by the Holy Spirit to listen deeply to the people I am with today, to see them as you see them, and to love them as you love them. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take a breath and spend the next 30 seconds of silence and stillness with Jesus at the sound of the gong.